is a politician's view, a politician's procedure in listening to all sides, and that can't apply here. Because this is not like buying land and preserving land that we can talk about it forever. This is about civil rights. This is about a basic human need to sleep. People need to sleep. You can't take it away from them. That's torture. And to advocate it because someone over here is not going to like it, or someone over there may not like it, it can't be dealt with, I believe, the way other issues in the community are normally dealt with, because it's such a different issue because of the human need. And also there was another thing he said too, was that he would like to be able to please 70% of the people at least, because he can't please everyone. We got another problem there too, because we're talking about a minority that doesn't make up anywhere near 70% of the people. We have a population of 54,575 approximately, and approximately 1,500 homeless. So if you're looking to please 70% of the people, that kind of mathematics isn't going to work, because you're dealing with a real minority here. So you can't do the numbers that way. And also about the neighbors, the neighborhood association. Well, as you know, I was on TV last week on a panel on Voices of the Village, mm-hmm. and I listened and spoke with after the show with Robert, if you're out there, I should remember your name. And he said a couple of things that really stuck in my mind. And by the way, I don't blame him or any of the people he's representing for being annoyed, because I think that they feel that they've gotten nowhere with the city council, and they think that the city council is going to make it worse. But he said a couple of things. One of them was about people being 5 feet from their house. And, you know, this can be a bother. But, you see, if you create an area that's non-residential, then you're going to not have people, you're going to have a better shot at enforcing the privacy of the residents. Because they got a place over way on the other end of town. And news travels fast in the homeless community. And if there is a place or a few places where people are able to go to, they're going to be there, and there's going to be less problems by the neighbors.
You know, I think that really is pretty clear, and indeed, even the downtown neighbors, of which Robert DeFreitas is on their steering committee, you know, actually talked about a regulated campground as a possible solution when they were afraid that the entire camping ordinance was going to be lifted. And I think that it really was kind of depressing to hear, or naive to hear, Chris talk about having to spend months looking for a campground or something.
We know
the areas that are available. It's just a matter of taking the bull by the horns, saying this is going to be the area. That's what you're going to have to do. I mean, Catherine Byers spent 6 months supposedly looking for a campground back in 1995-96 when the Coral Street Open Air Shelter was being closed.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this last 3 months they've been running a similar round delay.
Same thing.
You know.
And the last comment that I heard from Councilman Crone really saddened me. He said, we'll be talking about it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh boy. So, you know, the writing is on the wall.
Well, you're a person, for example, who sleeps illegally at night, right?
No, I'm legal. I'm with a church.
So you sleep in a church.
Yeah, so this doesn't affect me. I'm not doing all this for myself.
Right.
I'm really doing this for the people who aren't in vehicles,
mm-hmm.
the people who don't have a heater to turn on, the people who are getting wet and getting cold and having to face their days with no sleep and having to...
Getting their faces kicked in.
Getting their faces kicked in, because now it's kind of like... it's like open season now because of the attitude of the city council and the police. It should be across the front pages. You know, this, we won't, and I heard no councilman stand up and say, we will not have this. We will not stand for this. I mean, even in Nevada, when they had that beating, which the Sentinel put on the front page of the paper, and inside the same paper denied any beatings in our town, the Chamber of Commerce, and Nevada is, you know, kind of conservative, kind of, you know,
You're talking about the beating of the gay youth.
Yes, yes, the young man.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's a hate crime against gay people. Indeed, it is. But certainly, it's also a hate crime against homeless people, particularly when they go after people simply because of their status, that they
yes,
are homeless.
It's all the same. It's just a different kind of hate. But the point I wanted to make is the Chamber of Commerce came forward and offered $5,000 for any information to convict these people. We heard nothing from this community except for denials. It didn't happen. And nobody's taken a stand on this. We know it's happening. It's so sad. It really is sad. My heart goes out to these people. And I got to remind our council members, particularly Crone and Sugar, I don't know about the others, Hernandez, they've got children. They're not thinking about the fact that the vast majority of our homeless in Santa Cruz has rapidly become children. And all of these children are out there on the street for the same reason. They've been beaten out of their homes. It's violence in the home, whether it was with their mother, and the mother ran with them, or they left on their own, or their college students in UCSC who put all their money into their schooling, and there's no dorm space, and they're out there alone. It's just they have children, and they're not even thinking. Some other children have not been born into families that are sound and solid, that have mother and father giving all their effort for them to have good lives.
You know, it's also true that a lot of these homeless people are like second and third generation Santa Cruzans. It's amazing.
I know. Our own people.
Their parents are from Santa Cruz.
Our own people. I appeal to the council members once again, and I will be writing letters, to think about their legacy that's going to go on. Because these aren't strangers that are going to fall off the end of the earth. These are our future, our children. It takes a village, as Hillary Clinton says. These are our children. They're our future. It's going to be on their conscience in history forever that they voted for these children who didn't have the benefit of a good, solid home to come out into the streets and be treated even worse by everyone. What are we making? What kind of a future are we creating for them?
Hey, I appreciate your view there, caller.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. And you're on the air with Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Robert, it's me again, and I just have a lot to say tonight. Since I'm pissed off at somebody else, I figure I should just go ahead and say what I've been thinking and so quiet on, because to hell with the consequences, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, Catherine Byers. Let's take her for instance, okay? Half the time, she can't remember what she just said. The other half the time, she has to be reminded. Oh, it's only a $100 fine. No, dear, it's over a $100 fine. Oh, no, it's only a $50 fine. No, sweetie, it's over $100. You know, she can't remember what she's doing, and the community likes that. That's why people wanted her as mayor, I'm sure, because she would just go along with whatever because she can't remember. She doesn't want to admit. Uh-oh, I can't remember this.
Well, I don't know about her memory, but I find that... actually, there are other people who commented on this caller, that she has a convenient memory. I must say that...
Alzheimer's?
Her political...
Senility?
Well, lack of ovaries, I would have to say.
You know, maybe it's the fact that she drives around in a Jaguar, and she is so far from homelessness pathetic.
Yeah, well, that's by lack of ovaries. I'm using it. If I were a man, if I were talking about men, I'd say lack of balls. I'd say that she doesn't seem to, well, you know.
No, she acts dumb, and that dumb act is so good mm-hmm. that nobody could put on that good of a dumb act.
You know, it's really hard when you're trying to get these politicians to do something. You don't want to insult them, but you've got to tell the truth about them.
Well, fine. I'll say it. You don't have to say it.
The truth is that Byers essentially, you know, has sold out the homeless people on this issue. She is the key vote. She could have done something. Had she acted, we wouldn't have had to worry about Crone, Sugar, and Fitzmaurice. They would have all jumped on the bandwagon.
Okay, well, let's take Sugar, shall we? Okay. During one of the meetings that I was at, I think like the only one, I got up and left. He started yelling and got all red in the face at the one guy that was against... do you remember this at all?
You know, vaguely, but I don't know.
He got on the edge of his chair, and this guy was like, I don't know, maybe from the Downtown Neighbors Association or whatever,
See,
and yelled and screamed and pointed his finger and was really intimidating. Now, if you want to win these people over to your side, then you don't become a council member and a hothead and yell and scream. And Catherine Byers was saying, no, no, don't do that. Don't do that to him. Let him talk. Don't sit back in your chair. Sit back in your chair. And he wasn't listening. He was just yelling and screaming at the guy. You know, that is the best way for one of those people to go back to their little meetings and go, look, look at this guy. Look how he treated me. We can't go along with what he's saying. God, we can't trust him. He yelled and screamed and threatened me.
Let me ask you to sum it up quickly, caller, because I think we got a few more coming right after you.
They're all pieces of shit. I think that sums, yeah, definitely. Pieces of monkey shit.
Thank you, caller.
Well, I don't know if I would join in those comments, but it certainly shows a strong point of view. I, of course, think that we mustn't forget, we're focusing a lot of attention on Crone, Fitzmaurice, Sugar, and Byers, because we had such high hopes. But remember, the other three members of the council, any one of them could change this situation by standing up and speaking out. Matthews, Hernandez, and Rotkin. And, of course, for years, they have said nothing or essentially promulgated misinformation around issues of homelessness and civil rights for poor people. So we mustn't forget them as well. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. We have about 15 minutes left if you want to call in. We've been talking to a number of callers, people who have been homeless on the streets, people who have been homeless advocates, Councilmember Crone, first council member to call our show in some time. I think we had Rotkin on the air a couple years ago in a debate. Perhaps we can persuade Keith Sugar to come on the air. We were actually going to have a debate between Keith Sugar and Councilmember Kennedy, but Kennedy kept ducking it out. Let's hope that Keith can maybe stand up in the situation and deal with questions that are incoming. He seems a game enough fellow at city council meetings. As I said, I was impressed that Sugar and Crone took action to, at the council meeting, to try to end the camping ban and the sleeping ban, respectively, but in such a slipshod, last-minute way, without the prep they needed to do, that one had to say it was a self-fulfilling kind of defeat. And that really was too bad. 427-3772 is the call-in line. 420-5023, the number to call if you want to reach Councilmember Crone and talk to him directly in terms of probably a message phone this time of night. But he will get back to you, he says. And, hey, he got back to me tonight. I am impressed with that after having numerous experiences where Councilmember Crone did not get back to me. I am pleased that on this occasion he got back to me and he was willing to be on the air publicly, which I think is a good first step for a council member. Now, if he can come out publicly for ending the sleeping ban and leading that by speaking about it at the next council meeting, maybe we're getting somewhere. But, as I say, don't hold your breath.
Yeah, it's about 1 o'clock, February 20th, 1998. Santa Cruz Police Officer Shockley and Malate.
It's Shockey, Noel.
Sorry, Shockey. We're across from Cottontails.
Okay, go ahead.
We have a man being confronted in an alcove of, hell this is. Filipino restaurant.
Yeah, I remember
Palookaville.
The name of town where I know that I got to go to court, you know. The 23rd is going to make me drive.
Come on, man. Go ahead.
Police car is double parked on the street.
I've got some more bikes. What was that, sir?
I said, I'm only here now because I got to go to court on the 23rd. I couldn't get involved.
Or far up in San Francisco?
No, right here. I'm right here. See, I got the money on me right now today, but I don't like running from the police officer.
That's cool. Well, I appreciate you cooperating with me. However, you fit the description. Okay, well, let's make sure you come back so torn and everything, and I'll leave you alone.
Well, right, like I said, you're going to leave me alone anyway, because I ain't got nothing wrong.
Good deal.
This is an encounter on the streets, which I recorded.
So a third police officer has shown up, Officer Connor in car 131, standing in the street. This is three police officers. Apparently, a man's skin color is now the basis for a stop here. And the stop is over, appears to be. That's good. So I'm with Tree Radio Santa Cruz. Any comments on any of this stuff?
You want to let me come on and play music?
You have to talk to the collective. They might be interested. I can give you a phone number to call.
I ain't going to call no numbers.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't nothing but the white people around here fucking with me, you know. I'm tired of them. I'm going to stop fucking up. I ain't prejudiced, you know. I'm highly intellectual, but I'm going to fuck up a lot of white people before they fuck me up.
So this police stop was unjustified?
Well, if you see that it is, sir, I'm puritanical simplicity, decorum. Mm-hmm. What you saw here was decadent, you know, feeble minds. In positions of power, you know. Mm-hmm. We all creatures down here on this planet. I'm not afraid to die for a good cause if it's justifiable. Mm-hmm. And I'm unarmed, sir. And, you know, God
save
us all. You
just
know?
A tape recorder
and
myself.
I'm not biased, and I hope that you use it and elucidate what I say. I'm not a good lecturer.
I'll play exactly what you what
I'm
said.
I'm trying to stand here and get the food I just stole, sir. Yeah. I don't mess with nobody, you know. But I love to play. I'm a musician, artist with my sixth string.
So.
Well, praise Jesus Christ.
Hey, new in town or?
Sir, I've been here a long time and I've been beat up by undercover off-duty police officers right here while I was sleeping. Hit up underneath my left shoulder with a 2x4 with fractures. See, I'm a martial artist. I jump out of 20-foot trees. I already fractured my right one, but I ain't never fractured my left one, so I figured one of them must have came off duty or on duty and hit me in my sleep while I was sleeping.
How long ago did this happen?
About 30 days ago. Why hit a man in his sleep? Face him while he's standing and fighting me.
Where were you sleeping?
Up on the west side, sir. Mm-hmm.
Alone or?
I'm by myself, sir. You know, I ain't got a wife, but I've been harassed by rookie cops and veteran cops since I've been for over a year and a half. I can't lie because God knows your heart and your soul, and let's terminate this now. I ain't got nothing else.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
I appreciate the,
yes, sir.
Well, this will be on Free Radio Sunday, 11 o'clock if you're interested.
It's okay, sir.
Cool.
I've been trying to find you all week.
Yep.
And I'm going to try to sneak in this last bit before the hour is up. We end our show at 8 o'clock here. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. The city has often complained, or city council officials, I should say, have complained that those of us concerned with the city's camping ordinance have not taken our cause to other neighboring cities, saying, why don't you ease up on the homeless people, and to the county. Well, the reason, of course, is that the city of Santa Cruz has the worst sleeping ban, you know, around, and it primarily most of us live here, and we're concerned about our own city. But in order to look at the look at other jurisdictions that should be doing more for homeless people and should be treating them properly, and particularly dealing with civil rights issues, which are close to my heart, we went to the County Board of Supervisors, I and several activists, Bernard Klitzner, the Peace and Freedom Party, Becky Johnson, who's a video journalist, myself. Sherry Connable also was there. She's an activist who fought for a campground back in 1990 and again in 1996. And others, I guess, would have been there, but they were kept away by illness. Our concern was the county camping ordinance, not the county camping ordinance, which makes it actually, it's legal to sleep in most parts of the county, as I've mentioned on the show before, except for four small no-camping zones, Paso Tiempo and the Carbonera Creek area. But the county dispatch and the county sheriffs have in the past misinformed the public about it and told people calling in that they can't sleep in their vehicles or on public property, that they have to go to campgrounds, which is simply false. It's a lie. It doesn't comport with the law, and the task force to consider the camping ordinance in the city was shown a copy of the county camping law and agreed to that. And I confronted Sheriff Tracy, and I actually played a section of that tape where I confronted Sheriff Tracy, and I talked about this on the show. Why are you, you know, are you, have you stopped misinforming the people about, and are you now going to tell people that, in fact, it is legal to sleep in the county, except in the four no-camping zones? And, in fact, even in the no-camping zones, there's a roadside resting exception which lets you sleep in a vehicle if you need to roadside rest, thanks to Gary Patton, supervisor in 1985, who passed that county statute. Anyway, I made the following speech to the County Board of Supervisors on the issue, and I'm going to play it for you now. It's a relatively mild speech, actually, and you've heard, if you've been listening to the show regularly, many of the ideas before. I had written a much sharper speech attacking Supervisor Wormhout quite specifically for her personal responsibility in making sure that the sleeping ban continues and the issue not be aired. And in fact, I intend to give that speech at the Board of Supervisors next Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning for any of you who want to come on down and be a part of that. And I'm going to recommend the folks who come to the protest on Sunday, and there's a protest every Sunday in front of New Leaf Market to end the sleeping ban, join me at the Board of Supervisors. But here is the speech I gave on Tuesday about the county camping ban.
Or cover up with blankets between 11 p.m. and 8:30 a.m. Sleeping in a vehicle or outdoors, even on much private property, has been a significant criminal offense since 1978 and will apparently continue to remain one. Downstairs in Department 10, I have found as many as 5 sleep crime tickets in a single day, along with misdemeanor failures to appear, with an average fine of $262. The county, however, to its credit, has a more enlightened law regarding sleeping and camping. Chapter 8.18 prohibits night use of live oak beaches. Chapter 10.16 prohibits camping in no camping zones, the Cal Foundation Ocean Street Extension Area, the Paradise Park area, and 2 Carbonera Creek areas near the city limits. In the rest of the county, however, camping is legal. In fact, roadside resting for safety purposes, thanks to former Supervisor Patton's 1985 law, is legal everywhere, Chapter 10.16.080. Unfortunately, and inexplicably, Sheriff Tracy's office has been giving out bad information on this law. In 4 separate phone conversations in the last 2 months, his dispatchers misinformed callers that there is absolutely no camping or sleeping in your vehicle anywhere in the county except in the campground. This is false. This matter was publicly and personally brought to Sheriff Tracy's attention at Mayor Byers' task force meeting at the Civic Auditorium. He was given a written description of calls to his office and a copy of the law. For several weeks thereafter, his dispatchers and troopers adhered to the law and told callers that deputies would ask poor people in vehicles to move if there were complaints, but they could park for 72 hours in one spot without legal penalty. Last week, however, they resumed misinforming callers that the county's law prohibits all sleeping outside campgrounds. Few people prefer to sleep in their vehicles or outside. Most have no alternative. Authoritative studies done by the Community Action Board show that there are less than 500 floor bed spaces in the county at the best of times for upwards of 3,000, some say up to 6,000, homeless people. The county has a responsibility to shelter poor people. It has a responsibility not to harass or arrest them until such shelter is available, and most of all, it has a responsibility to see that its own established laws are enforced, whether this suits the political agenda of Sheriff Tracy or not. The criminalization of the poor has a particular impact on the most vulnerable section of the homeless, the elderly, the young, the female population. The Santa Cruz City Commission for Prevention of Violence Against Women voted unanimously in early February to repeal the city's sleeping ban and blanket ban as anti-homeless laws that imperil the safety of poor women. It took this action to allow homeless women to sleep in well-patrolled areas without fearing citation or arrest. This would have let women with children sleep in larger, safer groups without fear of attracting negative police interest. It would have let women with warrants report assaults to police without fearing jail for a past sleep crime ticket that they couldn't pay. And there has been an upsurge of assaults, brutal beatings of sleeping homeless people, such as I reported to Supervisor Wormhouse, the Winter Shelter Advisory Committee last month. Most homeless people are afraid to report these attacks, but if you check with the Homeless Health Project at the Homeless Services Center, you will hear of folks hospitalized, faces stitched up, ribs broken, attacked by anti-homeless youth for sport. These are particularly harsh times for women and children as the welfare net is shredded. Until there is adequate shelter, I urge the board to A, make sure that the sheriff follows the law that you have passed, you have the power of censure and of the purse, and B, recommend to Santa Cruz City Council, which returns on March 23rd for a final vote on the camping ordinance amendments, that it eliminate the blanket and sleeping bans in suitable sections of the city. We all need to sleep. Thank you.
And you've been listening to Bathroom Spears Broadsides, a twice-weekly show on civil rights for the poor. I shall return on Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning. Please join me then on 96.3 FM, and stay tuned for Uncle Dennis and the infamous and very compacted Have Your Pencils Ready, Earth First. Thanks for being with me. Sorry we couldn't do more, but 11 o'clock on Sunday. Come on back.
Ain't gonna let no union bust it.
Turn me around, turn me around.
Oh no,
turn me around. Tune 2, Free Radio Santa Cruz. I want to thank Robert Norse, Bath Robe Spear, for a fine show. And, of course, you'll be able to listen to him again on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. 11 a.m. for more of Bath Robe Spear's broadsides. Hey. Hey, if you didn't have enough tonight, you can certainly get enough on Sunday.
Hey, going back.
Alrighty. And of course you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3. And we're about to start off into Earth First Radio. So stand by while I get everything rolling. You're listening to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run. Nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race. Mountains by the ton, digging up the uranium. Baldy, you're looking for a place to land, but it's all gone for nuclear plants. Must we poison the water, earth, and air just to cook a piece of toast or blow dry our
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Every week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. And here's today's headlines. We're going to talk about Home Depot. There's going to be an action on March 17th. Of course, we're going to talk about the Headwaters deal. What happened? What didn't happen? What does it mean? We have a couple of newspaper articles and some comment from stuff. We'll have news about activists going to jail and activists in jail. We'll take a look at some climate news and go to Washington, D.C. to hear the latest in the Water and Land Conservation Fund. We'll have some news from Idaho, Oregon, and Mexico, and hopefully we'll get to the Lorax tonight, so stay tuned. In these stories, you will hear about the folks who are killing the planet and the folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have addresses, names, of course, names and addresses, telephone numbers, they have fax numbers, a lot of them have email and web addresses, so go get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't Couch Potato Radio, it's Activist Radio, and I urge you to take the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or tree sit, or locked down at the road blockade. Of course, Earth First Radio could use your help. If you haven't heard what's going on in...